Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 710 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Good to have you with us. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about this Mark Kelly story because it has gone from crazy to insane. It's wild where we are at on this thing. Remember, this was the video. He was one of the members who put out the video, the senator, talking about how members of the military do not have to obey illegal orders. In fact, should not obey illegal or unconstitutional orders, orders that deprive people of their rights or go against the Constitution, which is boringly true. That is basic, military law. If somebody orders you to shoot a civilian, you don't. You know, if somebody orders you to stop a civilian from making political speech, you don't. These are very boring things. But, of course, you know, when you take out this video and you don't specify which illegal orders by the president you're saying they should disobey, and you're not offering specifics about what you're going to do to protect them if they do, you're open to the criticism that you're undermining morale, that you're, you know, interrupting the chain of command, that you're subordinating appropriate authority, especially when, like Mark Kelly, you are a retired member of the Navy. So now... Remember, and Trump lost his mind and started calling for the death penalty as treason and seditious, which was crazy. And apparently the White House has walked that back a little bit now. But not so fast. The Department of War put out a statement that said the Department of War has received serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly, U.S. Navy retired. In accordance with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ, 10 U.S.C. paragraph 388, or is it chapter? I always forget which one that is. And other applicable regulations, a thorough review of these allegations has been initiated to determine further actions, which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. This matter will be handled in compliance with military law, ensuring due process and impartiality. Further official comments will be limited to preserve the integrity of the proceedings. The Department of War reminds all individuals that military retirees remain subject to the UCMJ for applicable offenses and federal laws such as 18 U.S.C. 2387, prohibit actions intended to interfere with the loyalty, morale, or good order and discipline of the armed forces. Any violations will be addressed through appropriate legal channels. All service members are reminded that they have a legal obligation under the UCMJ to obey lawful orders, duh, and that orders are presumed to be lawful. Also, duh, important note, and they should have said that when they were putting out the video, is that orders are presumed lawful. Also, if it's a gray area, better, you know, obey it. And that, you know, grunt level analysis of the law is not usually what you're expecting out of people. It's more command level analysis to know the law. And, of course, you have lawyers at your ready, able to help you with this. The obvious subject matter of the video would have been the Venezuelan drug boat strikes. And also the presence in American cities, right? Those are the two things that people are looking at as potential legal violations. And they have both, well, one has been being heavily litigated right now. The other one is more sort of a hand-wringing and question stage, I think we'd say. Anyway, back to the rest of it's very little is left. Lawful orders and that are presumed to be lawful. A service member's personal philosophy does not justify or excuse the disobedience of an otherwise lawful order. Correct. Pursuing legal action, at least investigating him to see. 18 U.S.C. 2387 reads thusly. I don't know why I said it that way. I could have said it as follows. Activities affecting armed forces generally. A, whoever with intent to interfere with. This is a very important prefatory comment, by the way. You have to understand the rest of it within this context. I am not a JAG, but I'll tell you this is, you know, I can read. A, whoever with intent to interfere with, impair, or influence the loyalty, morale, or discipline of the military or naval forces of the United States. One, advises, counsels, urges, or in any manner causes or attempts to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty by any member of the military or naval forces of the United States, semicolon, or two, distributes or attempts to distribute any written or printed material which advises, that's interesting because it doesn't say digital, which advises, counsels, or urges insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty by any member of the military or naval forces of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department or agency thereof for the next 5 years, for the 5 years next following his conviction. All right, how does this relate to Mark Kelly? Well, he's still theoretically under the auspices as being a retiree. We'll get to that in a second. But there are other considerations as well. PJ's got traffic on the fives. We'll come back to this in a second. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. I-10 westbound right at mile marker 36 in Milton. They're saying the roadway is clear. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. All right. So are you going to be able to prove intent here to, you know, disrupt or, you know, interfere with the morale, the loyalty? No, because the Democrats were trying to remind members of the military of what they consider to be their legal obligation under the UCMJ to disobey illegal orders. Not legal orders, not questionable orders, but illegal ones. That's what they said many times in that video. I don't think there's any way you make the case on intent. So I don't think you get anywhere with this. Did they actually, if you got to past intent, can you get to where they caused insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny? No, because they're telling them to disobey illegal orders. So that's actually telling them to be loyal and to obey the law, not to be disloyal. So I think this is all a nonsense investigation, personally. But that doesn't mean that it's not going forward. That doesn't mean that they're not going to try. There's also a third issue here. The third issue is a little bit more obscure, but the third issue is he's a sitting senator. And using one branch of government to legally punish, reprimand, investigate, try a member of another branch is problematic on separations of power, separation of powers issues. Kind of like how you do not, you cannot try the president while he's the president. Now you can impeach him, you can remove him, and then you can try him. But trying a sitting senator is wrong. No, they're not trying him yet, right? They're bringing an investigation, and maybe eventually they try to bring charges. And at that point, you could have a discussion about, you know, impeachment and removal. But just as you didn't take action against the president when he had not been removed, assuming that, you know, Mark Kelly doesn't get removed, he'll be immune to all of this until he's, you know, out of office, I guess. I guess there is a provision where they can actually reinstate him or recall him. You know, would that change matters any? I still don't think so. But what is this? I mean, it's political retaliation, right? I mean, you know that's what this is. It's just political retaliation against a guy who still comes somewhat under the auspices of the military. So this is bad. This is ugly. This is terrible. Unless you think that, you know, Trump is always right and Trump makes no mistakes. And what he was really doing was undermining the morale of the military by reminding them of their very basic military duty to disobey illegal or unconstitutional orders. Again, do I think that what they put out in this video was perfect? No, I think they could have done better. Do I think that what they did constitutes any of these charges? No, not even remotely. 718 on News Radio 92.3. Feel free to disagree with me, as always, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you need any work done on the plumbing, the electrical, the maybe you need a generator or work done on a generator in your home, or heating or air conditioning, Peden is the company that can do that. Since 1969, they've been taking care of all your needs. Well, air conditioning is what they started with, and then eventually heated air conditioning, and then eventually heating, and then plumbing and electrical and all the stuff. All the way to Tallahassee on the eastern edge, all the way to Mobile on the western edge. So a pretty huge territory for this company, Peden, taking care of all of that stuff. Good quality installation, good products, good people, standby, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And right now, if you're interested in finding out what it might mean to have a smarter home, a smarter, safer home, Peden's got an $89 smart home consultation Their licensed professionals will design a custom plan that connects your comfort, security, and energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world, the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at pennair.org/auto-refi. That's pennair.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENNAIR for complete details.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get away from that thing!
Stop, don't come back.
Good morning, 7:21, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Good morning, Andrew. Well, a street takeover in Queens turned violent on Sunday when neighbors tried to stop a group of reckless drivers. Apparently, a mob then attacked a couple, set a car on fire, left one man with a broken nose and broken ribs, and police there were apparently slow to respond. So now they're calling for tougher crackdowns on these street takeovers that I guess are a more common occurrence across New York City area.
Well, apparently. I mean, you know, it's the street racers and stuff, right? So
yeah. Celebrity chef Guy Fieri is recovering. He had an emergency surgery. He fell down a flight of stairs, apparently tore his quad muscle completely in half, an injury the doctors told him they hadn't seen in decades. Fieri's now using a wheelchair and crutches and not able to put weight on his leg, so he is hoping that his sons will be able to handle Thanksgiving dinner this year.
He tore his quad in half? Is that what you said?
Completely in half.
Oh, my God. Falling down the stairs?
Yes.
Okay, so that's terrible, but it does remind me of...
Lord Jesus, help me. I'm falling down the steps. Oh, Lord, please. My shoe... I'm halfway down now. Help me, Lord.
I believe that's actually audio from the event. We captured it off a security camera. Inside.
I believe so. Yeah, absolutely. And in Maryland, there was a strange call that went into a D.C. radio station. Apparently, it led police to a dead body. Mm. A man called into a station identifying himself as Joseph and said he had found the remains weeks ago in a wooded area. The tip got passed on to police. Officers went there, and, there was a body, and they're still trying to identify that person and figure out how they died.
Okay. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:24 on News Radio 92.3. I have before me what I think must be the weirdest story of the day. I don't even know where to start on this. I'm torn between just telling you all of the facts and then maybe gradually revealing a little bit. I guess I'll do great. I'm going to read you the story because the way Task and Purpose wrote it was so good. I'm going to skip to the part where they're doing the more detailed summary. According to the indictment against them, two people, this is Tanner Christopher Thomas, age 20, it's stationed in Texas, co-conspirator Gavin Rivers Weisenberg, age 21. Okay? According to the indictment against them, the two made a plan to gather a group of militants and sail to Haiti in an armed expedition. They would take over Gonavi, I don't know. It's kind of a funny name. Gonavi Island. It's on the western edge of Haiti. A 266-square-mile island off the coast. They allegedly planned to kill all of the men on the island and enslave the women and children and use them as sex slaves. The island has a population of 87,000. They also researched and allegedly planned to buy military-type rifles, according to the indictment. They planned to use those with their cadre and take a sailboat to conquer an island with tens of thousands of people. The plot started in the summer. I'll get a traffic break here before we continue. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. I-10 westbound right at mile marker 36 in Milton. They're saying the roadway is clear. I-10 is one looking pretty good at this hour. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smooth. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. I'll also take a second to mention to you that Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are outstanding realtors. If you need to sell or buy a home, they sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes the year before that, plus 200 in the years prior to that, a couple of years prior to that. But that's when the market was just crazy and easy. Now you find out that it's still pretty, you know, good, but it's just, it's, you know, a lot more difficult. And so homes are taking a little bit longer to sell, obviously. It has gotten just a little bit better recently, but she was telling me one of the things that they have noticed is that people are coming to her after they've already had a realtor or two or five realtors prior to coming to Christina Leavenworth, which is crazy. And, you know, she kind of talks to them about what happened, and, you know, here's what we can do, and they get their home sold, which is what you wanted in the beginning. You don't have to get through the, you know, five more before you go to Christina. You can go to her first if you want. Anyway, just experience. Experience is what makes the difference. Knowing how to do all of it and get you through to the closing. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Okay, back to the let's sail to Haiti with a cadre of poorly educated people with military ambition to kill all the men and enslave all the women and turn them into sex slaves. Not kidding. Thomas, one of the brilliant members of this plan, joined the Air Force in January of this year to gain military skills in order to prepare him for the coup plot, which is with his co-conspirator training as a firefighter. Weisenberg failed out of the fire academy shortly after starting. Weird. A spokesman for Air Education and Training Command confirmed to Task and Purpose that Thomas was assigned to Joint Base San Antonio Lackland with the rank of Airman Basic. The two spent months trying to recruit people to join their plot. Thomas even got his initial assignment station changed to Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, using that location to try and recruit unhoused Americans, that's homeless people, in Washington, D.C., to join the coup and slavery conspiracy. It's not clear how many people they got to join in on the plan. How many would it take to conquer a nation, well, an island of 87,000 people with a few guns? Anyway, during this same period, they also produced child pornography, according to the indictment. Weisenberg was arrested in July, according to local media. It's not clear when Thomas was arrested. However, since his arrest, he did undergo a court-martial. Both men faced between 15 and 30 years in prison if convicted on the child pornography charge. A conviction on conspiracy to commit murder in a foreign country carries up to life in prison. 728 on just what can you say? I mean, child pornography is not a laughing matter, but they thought they'd sail to, I'm sure somebody knows how to say this right, Gonavi Island off of the coast of Haiti, and they would just, you know, conquer it and live out their days in happiness in the palatial presidential palace. If you've ever seen the mayor's house on Gonavi Island. I mean, I don't know. It's an island that's roughly the size of the city of Pensacola in population. And they thought they'd just walk in and conquer it and turn all the women into their sex slaves. So, I guess when the third grade teacher told them to dream big, they didn't have this in mind exactly. 729 News Radio 92.3. Oh, I have a better one. This is definitely going to wind up in Transgressors, by the way, this next one. Did you know that there are gay sheep, PJ? Were you familiar with the fact that there are gay sheep?
No.
There are approximately 8% of rams do not have any interest in the ewes, and so they cull them from the herd. They kill them, okay? Well, not so fast. Now, Project Rainbow Wool. Kid you not. Project Rainbow Wool is a nonprofit entirely focused on saving, rescuing the gay rams and shearing them and keeping them alive and using the sheared gay ram wool to make clothing aimed at honoring gay people. So, and then they did a fashion show, and I really cannot describe any of this to you on the radio in any effective way, but the owner of the operator of the foundation says, I really wanted to lean into the gay. You sure did. Rainbow wool. You can buy a hat that has rainbow wool on it. So they're saving the gay rams and selling the wool for fashions made for gay men. There you go. You're welcome.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. You are not alone is an understatement if you're hopping on a plane on the busiest air travel day of the season.
More than 52,000 flights scheduled today alone. This could be the busiest travel season, by the way, in 15 years. That's according to the FAA.
Cheryl Cassoni, the Fox Business Network. AAA predicts at least 73 million people will drive to their destination. The price of a gallon of regular, the same as a year ago, $3.05. More than 100 homes damaged by a tornado near Houston.
We've had a lot of debris in the street. Obviously, power is out in the neighborhood. You can hear some generators humming in the background. Neighbors did get out to clear some of the debris, some stacks of tree limbs that someone took a chainsaw to.
Fox 26 Houston's Ruben Dominguez reporting from Spring. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 71 degrees, partly cloudy. This morning we'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement sharing some details yesterday about a big drug bust in Northwest Florida. Agents say they arrested 15 people in a trafficking ring operating out of Pensacola. The investigation was called Operation Nottingham. It targeted a group accused of moving fentanyl and other drugs throughout the region. FDLE says agents seized more than 14 pounds of fentanyl, along with meth, cocaine, and marijuana. They also recovered 30 firearms and more than $60,000 in cash. The operation played out over 2 days last week during 22 coordinated search warrants with help from local law enforcement agencies. More suspects are still wanted. Investigators say more arrests are likely as the case continues to unfold. Ascension Sacred Heart is getting ready to open a brand new emergency room in Perdido Key next month. The 11,000 square foot facility in Sorrento Road will feature two triage areas, a trauma room, 9 treatment rooms, and advanced imaging equipment. The grand opening is set for December 3rd at 9 a.m. The ER will employ more than 40 people and be run jointly by Sacred Heart Pensacola and the Studer Family Children's Hospital. It's the hospital system's third freestanding emergency room. Another one is planned for Pace next year. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says he wants residents to be a little extra cautious heading into the holidays. He said scammers are getting more sophisticated. Many of them are now pretending to be law enforcement officers.
100%, it's a scam. If it's bail money, what enough that you posted, it's a scam. We never reach out and try to get people to give us money, especially not in the ways that these people want the money given, like a Green Dot card from Walmart or something.
And Johnson says scammers are also using AI voice cloning to fake the voices of their loved ones in emergencies and even to impersonate law enforcement officials themselves. He said he even saw a fake TikTok video of himself trying to sell car insurance. He's urging anyone who gets a suspicious message or call to contact the sheriff's office before they give out any information or especially before they send out any money. Two Florida lawmakers pushing a new effort aimed at making the roads safer. Senator Ashley Moody and Congressman Greg Stube were in Charlotte County yesterday promoting what they call the Safe Truckers Act. The proposal would require anyone applying for a CDL to be a lawful U.S. resident and fluent in English. States that fail to enforce that standard would risk losing federal funding. Stube said if somebody can't understand road signs or safety rules, they shouldn't be behind the wheel of a truck. And Pensacola's new Del Taco, the one on Brent Lane, has shut down just a few months after opening. It's one of five Florida locations that closed suddenly yesterday. The closures follow a big corporate shakeup. Del Taco's parent company, Jack in the Box, recently sold the brand for $115 million, far less than the $575 million they paid for it just a few years ago. Stores also closed in Tallahassee, Dofuniak Springs, Crawfordville, and Santa Rosa Beach. Well, it is shaping up to be a nice morning across the area. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I-10 and 110 both looking good right now. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smooth. Mobile Highway clear through Bula. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a decent day today with temperatures starting off in the 50s. We are going to warm up around 76 degrees for your afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Going into your Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 78 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, high near 75 with partly cloudy skies. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 71 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. NVIDIA shares have fallen 3.6% after the information reported that Meta is considering using chips designed by Google in its data centers in 2027. Companies building AI infrastructure have been searching for a more diversified supply of chips. Dick's Sporting Goods said it will close a number of Foot Locker stores as it begins to restructure the newly acquired business. Excluding Foot Locker, Dick's saw comparable sales rise 5.7% during its fiscal third quarter, which is well ahead of the 3.6% growth analysts had expected. Millions of Amazon Prime customers are set to receive automatic refunds after the Federal Trade Commission secured a massive $2.5 billion settlement with the Washington-based online retailer. In 2023, the FTC accused Amazon of deceptive Prime enrollment practices, tricking customers into signing up and making it too difficult to cancel. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 19. That's your money now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup of construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7. Wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed. Then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola right now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much.
these people that you're seeing here on this chart, they are pushing this in your community. These are the ones that will allow fentanyl-laced product to go out in your community. There is not one person here that is not affected by fentanyl. I don't care who you are. You have family. You have loved ones. Fentanyl is atrocious. It has no care who it kills, nor do these folks. They don't care. Understand that. They do not care who they kill in your community. This state has been attacked by fentanyl drug dealers, but there is hope.
That's Mark Glass. He is the commissioner for FDLE, Florida Division of Law Enforcement. And he was here in town yesterday doing a press conference with our sheriff, Chip Simmons, who's here in studio with me. And they also had Chris Williams, who was the special agent in charge of this operation, what they're calling Operation Nottingham. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. So 14 pounds of fentanyl, is that right? Or fentanyl. Everybody seems to get upset when I say fentanyl, so fair enough.
I call it fentanyl.
Yeah, there you go.
Fentanyl.
And this is, for people who do not know, because we kind of presume that people do know, this is just the super drug. This is the teeny tiny amounts give you a ridiculously potent experience that is also killing people, that people get addicted to, that apparently they're seeking out. But you tell me, what's the truth about this drug that you call the most dangerous drug you've ever seen in your, 40 years of law enforcement or so?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of leaning into my 41 years of experience now.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Yeah.
You mentioned that fentanyl is the most dangerous. It's the super drug. You know what? It's the super drug today. I read things all the time about the next round, this horse tranquilizer, xylazine or whatever.
Oh, is that what that one is? Okay, that came up yesterday. I didn't know what that is. Okay.
Yeah, it's this super, it's horse tranquilizer. So today's super drug is fentanyl, and fentanyl is just everywhere, right? But I just want to make sure that people understand that it's fentanyl until it's something else. Mm-hmm. And it was heroin, and then it was cocaine, then it was crack cocaine. Then it was methamphetamine, then it's fentanyl, and now who knows where we're going to go. But fentanyl right now is the target. Fentanyl is the highest priority for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and obviously it's a high priority for the governor, and he has pushed the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to get into more fentanyl investigations as well, to include what they call a SAFE grant or it's a grant that provides funding for local agencies to help work on fentanyl investigations. Typically, we work together, but sometimes there are individual investigations that the agency would work. So we're taking advantage of that. If you're going to give us money to pay overtime for deputies to work more fentanyl cases, then we're certainly going to do that.
To spend time to build up through the structure of the distribution network, so you can actually get the people in charge instead of just the dealers, right? I mean, that's part of this too.
Well, I mean, I talk a lot about a multi-pronged approach, and this is kind of symbolic of that. We have our uniformed deputies going and they make traffic stops and they make many good arrests. You've seen us over the last couple of weeks really making tremendous strides with regards to fentanyl investigations. But some of those investigations take a long time. This started in April. And we had been working on it with FDLE and with our other partners here for 6 or so months now. In the meantime, I've been talking about other cases, other investigations, and this one obviously came to fruition. Where they arrest 15 people, and
there's 7 more pending or whatever, and drugs and guns and money and cars and all the things, right?
All the things, yeah. You mentioned 14 pounds of fentanyl. Typically, we talk about kilos with regards to cocaine, mm-hmm. with regards to drugs. Which is kind of weird to me.
Measuring one way.
As a narcotics investigator, was always, you got a kilo, got a half kilo, a quarter kilo. But on marijuana, we did it in pounds. It was always a quarter pound or a pound of marijuana. It's just, or an ounce. It's just a weird.
The two systems, but
I'm
there
not
it
sure
is.
Why the systems, but typically in fentanyl. In fact, if you recall, last week we seized almost 5,000 grams of fentanyl, the fentanyl mixture. Mm-hmm. And we refer to it as the kilos instead of the pounds. We could have said, 10 pounds or so.
Are people, again, I know so little, only from talking to you guys, basically, do people go buy fentanyl? Are they asking their drug dealer to give them fentanyl? Or are they asking for cocaine laced with it? I mean, I know sometimes it's put in there and they don't know about it. But
right.
are users, the ordinary person who's trying to get that next whatever high, are they deliberately purchasing things that have fentanyl in them?
Many of them are, yes.
Okay. So they know this. They know the danger, and they don't care.
That's correct.
Okay.
But a lot of them are looking for that high. They're looking for that, what they call the ultimate high. And,
okay.
And unfortunately, what that ultimate high is, sometimes it means that they need to be revived.
Get Narcan or whatever, yeah.
So they'll survive the ordeal.
Are you... This may seem like a weird question, but it occurs to me. You did undercover work. You worked narcotics for years. Part of that at the lowest level is making buys. But we know fentanyl's, I mean, deadly dangerous, so much so that you guys wear gloves and, you know, people have had adverse reactions. Can you even do something like a buy for fentanyl? Is that even something you're able to do safely?
You can. Typically, when they're selling it, they're also careful because they understand that. I mean, they can't sell stuff if they're always laid out in the ground.
Yeah.
So what they do when they sell typically is they'll be a little cautious with it. They'll put in a pill, and the pills will be in a – we seized a couple of presses. And, in fact, in this investigation, I think they may have had some presses.
Pill presses to make the pills.
Some pill presses or bar presses so that they can – and they'll break them up. But they'll do so with – you noticed on one of my little videos we did – I had gloves on, but they had masks and they had, gloves and they had different things to protect them from that as well. But it is different. And it's something that we have, even if we don't buy, if we have an informant buy, it is something that we give them specific instructions about. And then when we process evidence, we talk a lot about how much fentanyl we've seized over the last 6 months or so. And again, what you're not seeing is how careful we are with regards to the fentanyl. And we have Narcan as well, just in case something terrible happens to one of our deputies.
We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. This can be Sheriff Chip Simmons. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. Things are looking really good right now on the roadways. No problems to report. If you notice anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Scambie Sheriff Chip Simmons. We know a lot of people die from fentanyl use. I mean, the numbers are like 100,000, 80,000 a year. It's ridiculous, the opioid deaths in this country, although they have come down a little bit the last couple of years, but they were peaking at like 100,000 a year. Twice as many people as died in the entire Vietnam War per year. Twice the population of Pensacola. Like, it's an insane thing to consider. They're killing people, but as a business, that's not usually good business, right? You kill off your users, that ends your, right? So do they just take that as a cost of doing business? Are they trying to kill people? Like, from the mindset of the drug dealer, you've got a product that is killing your client base. What is their strategy here?
Well, I think it's all over the map. I think that there have been people, I've heard, there are people that quite frankly don't care if people overdose. They don't care if an individual dies, because that spreads the word. That must be good stuff.
It must be potent.
That's strong stuff. That's okay. Stuff that we need. And you do have people, unfortunately, some of these people are looking for, again, we talked about that ultimate high, and I think that too often can result in that ultimate low, which is death.
Yeah,
I think that those are this is all over the map. This is not, as I understand it, something that like in the 70s and 80s they would get you hooked and then you keep coming back
for more progressively, right?
But now again the mindset is you can paint this. It's a marketing deal. You can paint it any way you want to. And like I mentioned before, they just don't care.
Wow.
That's why we really started to address these cases about if someone dies based on something you sold them, then we're looking at you for the homicide. Again, that's long and it's difficult. Sometimes you got to get toxicology reports. You have to isolate where they got it from and if is that the only place they got it from. Did they mix it with something else? A lot of times an individual toxicology report comes back with a multitude of drugs in their system. But it is something that we look at. It's something that we certainly will investigate.
If somebody is, we sometimes talk about identifying friends and family members who might be using drugs or might be problems. We typically think about this a lot for parents with their kids, right? Signs and markers that they might be, getting high or getting drunk or using other kinds of drugs. Is there anything specifically that people should look for to have an indication that it is, something related to fentanyl that their kids might be using or that their friends or relatives might be using?
Well, I think the first thing you look for, and this has been the consistent for decades now, is a shift in their behavior.
Okay.
Are they not happy as they used to be? Or do they carry a lot of money but they don't have a job? Are they hanging out with a group of friends that you're not accustomed to? Are they leaving for hours at a time and not coming back overnight? It's just is something that's different with regards to methamphetamines? Is there health deteriorating? Something fierce. I think that these are some of the things, the warning signs, and didn't have that conversation with your children. I think that depends on how well they are, obviously, but just watch their behavior and make sure that they understand how dangerous these things can be.
On another subject, you managed to pull a white Honda Civic out of the water over by Bluff Springs Road near the Escambia River.
We certainly assisted in pulling it out. Yeah, a person gets out of his car, puts it in neutral instead of park, and the car drifts. I can only imagine I wasn't there.
Yeah.
No video, but you can see it drift down into the water, and then it's ultimately in the safe. River.
Okay. Or the water.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was underwater, completely underwater. So we have to get this car out, right? And so fire and rescue gets there. We work with them all the time, especially in the north end. And then we had to get a dive team out there. Our dive team goes out there and hooks up it works with a wrecker, mm-hmm. hooks up the chain to the car and pulls it out safely. Fortunately, no one got hurt. You know, our dive team, just briefly, they do a lot of this kind of stuff. They're always diving in, I say always, they're probably 15 times a year or so. And every time we say, oh, someone may have thrown a weapon into this pond or this retention pond, some of these places aren't, you know, this sounds like a great place to go swimming in, but some of these places are not. Some of are filthy, dirty swamps, and, you know, sometimes the water's murky.
Right.
Bays or rivers. It's
more so as soon as they get in to try to look for stuff because the fins are going to kick up the muck, right?
And it's not always warm.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not always good. You know, fancy stuff. It's not always the glamorous stuff. If you recall, a couple years ago, unfortunately, we had to retrieve a young boy who drowned in a pond up in the north end. So it you know, that goes off to them. They do a great job, and you can't just do it when you get called out. You have to train.
Yeah,
heavily, right?
There was a training last week, right, around the Pensacola Ferry.
Yeah, they don't always tell me where they train. They just do their thing, right? Yeah, and they do it in a professional manner. Now I will tell you a brief little. When I was a police chief, we had a dive team as well. We didn't have as many call outs because the geographic area in the city of Pensacola is a lot smaller than it is in Escambia County, and I was proud of myself at the time. I contacted the sheriff's office, said, "Hey, you guys do a lot more. Let me give you all of our tanks and masks and such, and then if we need to, we'll call y'all." And they went for it. And we were able to do that. So now we have.
So you did one of these one time?
Yeah, we had a dive team at one point.
Chip Simmons did a dive.
Oh no.
Okay.
No, let's not get carried away. I've been on a boat several times. I'll stay.
Slept at Holiday Inn Express, but you don't do legal advice.
That water's
right?
Cold. You're doing all that. There's sharks down there.
We had Manna did the Fill the Mayflower on Friday. You came, you gave, right? Always a part of this. Big deal. Your deputies, this is the part of the job that people don't talk about very much, but you know, you guys see hungry kids, you guys see fighting parents, you guys see neglected kids, you see all of this stuff, right? You see families that are homeless. You see it all. Your deputies see it all.
It is a unique perspective, that of a law enforcement officer. You see things that it may not be criminal. You. It's hard to lose that from your mind when you wonder, you know, are those children hungry? Are they being cared for? They may not be abused, physically abused, but you wonder, how are they going to go to school? How are they going to learn? How are they going to concentrate on this and that if they may be hungry? So it is that unique perspective. And now we have a relationship with our school resource officers. And if we know of students that may be hungry, then Manna has a conduit to where we can get food to those children or to those families.
Yeah.
And so that's we do a lot of great things, quite honestly, in law enforcement. And is there a greater thing than feeding a hungry child that you're aware of? I think these are very good things. And reach out a salute to Manna for what they do. I was on the board for a couple of years and was able to sit in on some of their interviews with people, with families. They don't just give food. They work with you on nutrition. They work with you on ways to get out of this.
That's what Dee Dee would always say. It's always nutritional food. It's not just about putting stuff in the belly, right?
They say, thank you so much for this, but we sure could use this peanut butter, whatever food it's going to be. Yeah. And they can always use money. So, last Friday, we were able to get out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Weather was great, actually. At 6 o'clock in the morning in a late November. It could certainly be cold.
Right.
And it has been.
It many times. Still, the Mayflower is a cold event. Right, yeah.
But to see people drive up and with a big smile on their face and knowing that they're doing something, you know, they're and the food is staying in our region and in our area. You know, we're not shipping out down to Tallahassee or something. The food that we gave, the food that was in the bags that I brought, is going to end up on a table somewhere here in Escambia County, and that makes you feel a little bit better.
You know, that's actually it's a savvy way to think about it. And even I, as many years as we've been doing this, I never thought about it quite that way. That, you know, this can is going to wind up in somebody's hands on their kitchen countertop, and they're going to be turning that into a meal. Not obviously. You don't maybe think all the way through to that end result that, you know, you bring in this rice or you bring in this peanut butter, and, you know, that's a kid on the other end of that 3 weeks from now or a month from now that's actually going to be eating that. And it's,
well,
you know,
we talk a lot about the butterfly effect, where you do this little piece here, and ultimately, where is this going to end up? It's going to end up on someone's table as part of a casserole or whatever, and that full belly could help that kid, test scores a little better, SAT scores,
right.
SAT scores. And maybe they can get to a college. You know, just the little things that
maybe they sit better through class and don't get a disciplinary because they were fed.
It's a job interview that they don't miss now because of all that. So, and they become a doctor. You know, all this the chaos theory,
right,
butterfly
right.
effect. I think those are things that, as you mentioned, we don't always think about. But if we put it in the
those
lowest
terms,
levels,
yeah.
Maybe it is. Let's just do enough good so that ultimately something really big can come of it.
Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you for what you do for the community. Thanks for spending some time with us every week. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:55 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smooth. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just because we're holding hands doesn't mean we're going to take warm showers till the wee hours of the morning. You hear me?
Smells like a Bengay factory. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning. U.S.-backed efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine war appear to be gaining some momentum. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll was sent to Abu Dhabi today to meet with Russian officials over a peace plan negotiated between the U.S. and Ukrainians. The latest reporting is that a common understanding has been reached, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky could even travel to the U.S. to finalize that deal in the next several days. The oldest survivor of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre has died. Viola Fletcher passed away Monday at the age of 111.
Wow.
Former President Barack Obama was among the many to pay tribute to Fletcher, posting on X that he and former First Lady Michelle Obama were sending their love to the family.
Yeah, this is a, I don't know if you know much about this Tulsa race, but this is a horrible incident in history. Back in 1921, the white attackers burned 35 square blocks of black neighborhood. I mean, and it was a thriving area. Like, it was called Black Wall Street at the time. This was a really, really bad incident more than 100 years ago in Oklahoma.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.